各位弟兄姐妹，上次大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, a greeting to you all.
我们今天用晚上的时间来分享约拿书第三章。
So tonight we shall spend some time to go through the book of Jonah chapter 3.
那我们约拿书第三章用两次的时间来做分享。
And we'll spend about two different sections to go through Jonah chapter 3.
那我们今天主要是讲到相信跟禁食这两个主题。
So this, the part one is to believe and to have faith.
那星期五我们会以虚心与付出行动来做分享。
And Friday we'll be talking about humanity and actual serving to indeed to reflect on our deeds.
那我们首先将这约拿书的第三章来读过一次。
So let's read Jonah chapter 3 all together.
约拿书第三章第一节。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 1.
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说，再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿麻衣。这讯息也传到这个尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在会中。他又使人骗告尼尼微通城说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜、牛羊，不可吃草，也不可喝水，人与牲畜都当披上麻布。人要切切求靠神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。从这第三章里面，我们看到这是尼尼微城信服神。
So from the chapter 3, we can understand that people of Nineveh, they believed.
其实人在生活里面总是会有一些第一印象。
So somehow in our lives, we always have some perceptions.
比如说一个人他如果作奸犯科，然后后来被放出来了。
So for example, if a criminal has been released from the jail.
当然在他的人生当中有一些污点。
However, he may have a spot in his life.
那知道的人会不会给他再一次的机会
？So those who know him would give him another chance to redeem himself.
他就说这一种人不会悔改，这一种人不要给他机会。
So maybe we have the perception that these people they may would never repent and we shall never give them another chance.
然后我们就会用自己的主观意识来选择传福音的对象。
And this is when our position comes in, we choose who to preach the gospel to.
当然按照圣经里面的记载。
According to the contents from the Bible.
我们来看一下那鸿书的第三章。
Let's turn to book of Nahum chapter 3.
那鸿书的第三章有记录了当时候尼尼微城他们的一些不好的行为。
So here records some bad deeds about from the people of Nineveh.
好，我们来看一下那鸿书第三章。
Nahum chapter 3.
好，从这个那鸿书里面我们可以看到他们是如何来对待那些敌人的。
So from this book we can see that how they treated their enemies.
我们来看第十节，三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
但他被掳迁移，被掳去，他的婴孩在各室口上被摔死。他为什么会遭受到这样的刑罚
？So why would they receive this punishment？
因为我们看到在那鸿书里面就记录了当时候尼尼微城他们的一些惨报。
So here we can see that in the book Nahum, it recorded all of the violence that the people of Nineveh has conducted.
所以这个大概是在这个约拿书 他传完警告之后，经过大概150年之后所发生的事情。
This is roughly about 150 years later when the Jonah was to deliver the message to the people of Nineveh.
这个亚述帝国兴起是以残暴为这个名的哈。
So the rise of the Asian the country is famous about the violence.
他们的武力非常的强大。
They are very strong.
人民非常的残暴。
So those people, they are violent too.
所以他如果觊觎，就是说他想要得着一个国家的时候。
So if they devour one country,
那个国家会非常的害怕。
So the country will be frightened.
因为所有的俘虏，婴儿会被摔死。
Because all of the children or the babies, they will be put to death.
那孕妇会被剖开。
And those pregnant women, they will be cut open.
男人呢就会被刺穿，用木头然后把人活活刺穿。
And those men would be pierced to death.
那人就在上面哀嚎致死。
And so the people, they will be cried out until they died.
因此这个亚述帝国兴起的时候，周围附近的国家都非常的害怕。
So when this kingdom arises, all of the countries surrounded here, that they were frightened.
那以色列百姓也经常被侵略。
And Israelites, they were invaded quite often as well.
这么残暴犯人。
Because in the book of Jonah, chapter 4, they recorded including all of the children, including right hand or left hand, there will be that number.
那如果说加上妇人、小孩、男人跟一些长者。
So if we include those elderly, the men and women and even children,
还有一些被掳的这些奴婢啊，
even the captured servants,
这五十万人算是很保守的一个估计。
So the 500,000 people is a conservative number to say.
那我们如果有经历过那个宣道的过程，
So if you have been through all of the evangelical practice,
我们会发现到说这一个是非常非常有能力，非常看得出神的作为的一句话。
So we can see that this passage, this message is a very powerful and to be able to represent the existence of God.
只要讲一天，所有人都悔改了。
So the message is only to deliver just one day and all of the people, they all repented.
那第三章讲到说尼尼微是一个极大的城，它到底有多大？
So also chapter 3 talked about that the city of Nineveh is extant, but let's have a look how big it is.
按照一些网络上面资料，它是这样记载的。
So according some materials or information from the internet, it's recorded this way.
他说这个占地大概有30公里，这个平方，这个范围30公里。
So the size of the city is about 30 square kilometers.
那如果加上这个围墙，它大概有12公里。
So if we include all of the wall surrounding the city, it's about 12 square kilometers.
那它有15个城门。
So there are 15 gates.
所以圣经上说它是一个极大的城，大概需要走3天。
That's why Bible says that this city is a very extent, so it requires 3 days for the journey.
有可能是说，如果你照这个城墙，沿着这个城墙来走，走一圈大概需要3天的路程这样。
So that could be saying that if you walk around the city, that requires about 3 days.
那有可能约拿是直接进入到市中心，然后在那边宣告一天呐。
However, it is possible that Jonah entered into the center of the city and preached the message for just one day.
那这个第三章第五节就成了这一章里面的一个重点。
So the chapter 3 verse 5 is the center of this whole chapter.
所以尼尼微城的信服尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大到最小的都穿麻衣啊。
So here talks about the people of Nineveh, they believed God, proclaimed fast and put on sackcloth.
So, 我们叫做信服神。
So what is to believe?
就是相信约拿所讲的这一句话。
Is to believe that the message that Jonah has delivered.
那我们看到说神为什么必须要透过约拿去传讲这一个警告。
Let's have a look at why God needs Jonah to deliver this warning message.
而且 第二次临到约拿的时候，所讲的话都没有做任何改变。
And also the second time when the word comes upon to Jonah, the message hasn't been changed.
神事上是让我们亲身去经历、体验神的能力。
In fact, God wants us to experience the mighty power personally.
所以罗马书第十章里面就说。如果真的要有人听到福音，就必须有人去传。
So that's why Romans chapter 10 that if everyone has to listen to the gospel, that someone has to go to preach.
那如果有人要去传，就必须要有人去被奉差遣。
So if someone goes to preach the gospel and someone has to receive the order or commandment to do so.
那谁是奉差遣的呢？
So who is to receive the command and the assignment?
就是我们今天领受到神恩典知道真理的人。
So it's the everyone that we have received the grace and the mercy and the salvation, every one of us.
好，那我们看到使徒时代里面的一个传扬。
So in the apostolic time,
他们只有传扬两个主题。
So there are only two main topics they were preaching.
第一个就是悔改相信耶稣。
So the first one is repent and believe in Jesus.
第二个就是耶稣基督的复活。
And the second one is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当然有时候偶尔会提到将来的审判。
However, they also mention about the judgment at the end day.
那神为什么，我们再进一步去想，神为什么要差约拿去告诉尼尼微城里面的人？
However, if we think further, why would God send Jonah to deliver the warning message to the people of Nineveh?
神为什么不直接毁掉呢？
So why God just destroy the city instead?
因为神哈，希望人能够有这个悔改的机会啊。
Because God wants to give the opportunity for men to repent.
这些所谓的外邦人并没有认识天上的真神。
So those Gentiles, they didn't know God at the beginning.
他们也或许并没有所谓的这个标准啊，来做一个生活的准则。
Perhaps they didn't have any standard or the requirements to determine which is right or wrong.
所以神如果在刹那间把他们给消毁，就是给毁灭了。
So if God destroyed the city immediately at the sudden,
其实这不是神的本意。
This is not the intention that God already had.
甚至在这个创世纪第十九章里面，索多玛、俄摩拉以及他周围的城邑。
So that's also recorded in Genesis chapter 19, talking about the Sodom and Gomorrah.
还有他周围的城邑哈。
And all of the cities around those two cities.
神说我要亲自下去看看。
God said I would descend down to there and have a look myself.
到底他们的恶真的是像传到我耳中这样子吗？
So is that the violence is really that severe, just exactly what I hear in my eyes, in my ears?
如果真的是如此，
so if it's so,
那神也会毁掉，
and God will destroy them.
但神知道亚伯拉罕会代求。
However, God knows that the Abraham will beg for them.
因此神让亚伯拉罕有六次的机会来祷告。
So God allowed Abraham to pray for six times.
那我们知道说神的心意是什么。
So we know that what is the will of God.
我们来看提摩太前书第一、第二章一到三、一到四节。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
好，提摩太前书第二章一到四节。
1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4.
我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳的。他愿意万人得救，明白真道，这就是神的一个本意。
This is the true willing of God.
神希望我们在祷告当中，为了国家、为了元首、为了居民来祷告。
God desires us to pray when to have intercession for all of the people and the country.
那神也愿意万人得救，明白真道。
God also desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
那这个就必须要有人去传扬。
And this has to be done by someone who has received the assignment.
因此第七节说，我为此奉派做传道、做使徒、做外邦人的师父。
That's why the verse 7 says, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle.
那想到这里，讲到这里，不要每次都想到那是传道人的工作。
So when we hear about this, we cannot just think that this is the job that preachers should do only.
事实上是所有的弟兄姐妹都必须要去传扬的。
As the matter of fact, this is the task that we shall all do.
过去神用洪水毁灭这个世界。
So in the before, God used the flood and the water to destroy the world.
将来神会用烈火来消灭这个世界。
And also in the future, God will use the flame to destroy, to vanish the whole world.
那神的刑罚之前通常都会有一段怜悯的时间。
However, there's a grace period before punishment of God comes upon us.
这更能够显出神的公义。
And this is to show the righteousness of God.
所以人不要说我都没机会。
So people shall not say that I don't have opportunities at all.
那人就应该要把握机会悔改。
That's why we need to grasp the opportunity and to repent.
好，我们来看一下。这个以西结书的十八章，以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
我们看一下三十，最后三十到三十二节。
From 30 to 32.
以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
从三十节看到三十二节。
From 30 to 32.
在旧约的圣经991页
Ezekiel chapter 18 from 30 to 32.
所以主耶和华说，以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们，你们当回头离开所犯的一切罪过，这样罪孽必不使你们败亡。你们要将所犯的一切罪过尽行抛弃，制作一个新心和心灵。以色列家，你们何必死亡呢？主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。这个是神的本意。
This is the original will of God.
神希望我们能够抛弃一些不好的行为。
God wants us to turn away from all of the transgressions that we all had.
所以神在不论是以色列地或是外邦。
So no matter the Israelite war or all of other nations,
神总是透过他的仆人去宣讲他的话语。
God always delivered the messages through his servants.
但很可惜的，有的时候以色列百姓反而比外邦人更硬心。
However, pitifully, sometimes the people of Israel sometimes they have even harder hearts than the other nations.
好，我们看到亚述帝国的人非常的残暴。
So we can see that the people from Assos, they are very violent.
但神却只有差遣约拿传这样的警告，他们就悔改了。
However, God only sent Jonah to deliver the message, and they listened and they repent.
但圣经里面看到神透过很多的先知传讲给他的百姓。
However, through the Bible passages, we can see that God has sent so many prophets to warn Israelites.
有些他们杀害了。
So they were killed sometimes.
有些他们就逼迫了。
So they were persecuted sometimes.
那我们再进一步去思考，这个尼尼微人信服神。
So if we think even furthermore, we can see that the people of Nineveh, they believed in God.
在约拿书三章第二节说，神对约拿说，就照着我所吩咐你的去传扬。
In chapter 3 verse 2 of book of Jonah, God said, just do whatever I commanded you.
所以这边说向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
So just to declare the message of everything that I told you.
第四节呢，就是所宣告的内容。
And this is the content that proclaimed to the people of Nineveh.
有的时候我们在宣讲神的话语。
Sometimes when we preach the word of God,
我们可能会加自己的意识、想法在里面。
Often we may just add our own experiences or our own thoughts into our preaching.
有的时候我们会觉得说，我们所加进去的呢，能够符合现代人的需求。
And sometimes the contents that we added into our preaching, we thought that this may be valuable to meet all of the interests of modern people.
但有的时候，那个原来的味道 就消失了。
However, the original meaning may have disappeared.
就像我们在煮饭有的时候，我们喜欢吃一些调味料。
Just like sometimes when we cook, we may like to add some ingredients.
好，然后就会把原来的味道都盖掉了。
However, the too much seasonings may just cover the original taste.
因此神就告诉约拿说只要照着我所吩咐你的话
So that's why God said that just to proclaim the message that I told you、
啊、耶稣在告诉使徒们去传扬福音的时候
When Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel、
啊、在马太福音28章20节
So in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20、
啊、说凡我所吩咐你们的你们都要教导他们遵守
So it says that they go to teach them and to ask them to observe everything that I told you to do.
所以耶稣所教导门徒的一切话，门徒都必须去传扬。
Everything that Jesus has taught his disciples, those disciples, they have to go and preach.
所以耶稣才会与门徒同在。
That's why Jesus is abiding with us.
那我们今天在传讲神的圣言。
However, today when we preach the word of the gospel,
好，彼得就告诉我们
and people often say it,
若有讲道的呢，就要按着神的圣言讲。
So if you are preach the word of God, you have to preach that by with the Holy Spirit.
那个圣言哈、
哦。The holy words.
当我们想要去更动。增加或删减神话语的时候
，If we ever add would take away the words of God，
啊，这个时候用人意所加添减少的
，So if we add would take away anything from the word of the truth，
啊，圣经上说那不是纯正的福音
，And Bible says that this is not pure gospel，
那个是已经被更动的福音
，That's the gospel which has been altered。
因此我们看到在基督教历史的发展当中、啊、
So from the history of Christianity what I see
特别是浸礼这个部分
Especially the baptism
它那个标准就一直被降低
So the standard has been lowered and lowered from the time going
就会用所谓的特殊的案例盖过了神的一个标神的一个准则跟要求
People may use the special cases or excuses or exemptions to cover the original requirement of the baptism that God has commanded originally
所以患重病的可以在会堂后面的池子受洗
Those sick people they may be able to receive the baptism just at the back of the chapel in the pool
如果说你没有那种自然的流动活水，那就用点水礼也是可以的。
So if we don't have the source of living water, we can just use the water drops to perform the baptism.
但这不是神所吩咐的。
However, this is not God what God has commanded us to do.
只是人用自己的想法想出来的。
This is the way that the man has changed and with their own thoughts to come up with.
我们来看一下箴言三十章第六节。
Let's turn to some Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6.
神对于他的百姓的要求就只有一件事情。
So there's only one thing that God has required his people.
箴言三十章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6.
他的言语你不可加添，恐怕他责备你。你就显为说谎言的。
Verse 6, do not add his words, lest he rebuke you and you'll be found a liar.
好，我们看到我们的始祖夏娃，亚当夏娃被引诱的时候。
So when we see that the Adam and Eve, when they were lured,
是不是他们就增加减少改变了神的话语
？So they sort of added or the took away the words of God.
神说你们吃的日子必定死。
God said that the day that you ate, you shall die.
到了夏娃的嘴巴变成免得你们死。
So, however, when the message was delivered from the Eve, the whole message has changed.
那我们看到说神并没有吩咐说你们不可以去摸，他说你们不可摸啊。
So God said that you shall not touch. However, the meaning has been changed. You may not touch.
所以这个夏娃她就增加了神的话语。
So Eve added some her own contents to the words of God.
她就减少了神说必定死，她说免得你们死。
God said you shall die, but she said you may die.
表面上看起来好像是我很守神的道理，我还加了一个不可摸啊。
So by look at that, then she was obedient, but because she also added, you may not touch.
但实际上重点在于神说必定死，他却说免得你们死。
However, the matter of fact, the point is that God said you shall die, but she altered to say that you may die.
就像耶稣时代的文士与法利赛人。
Just like those scribes and those Pharisees in the time of when Jesus was around.
他们增加了多少事情是神没有吩咐的？
How many extra things that they added which God has not recommended?
但最重要的那种核心，他们却把它给丢了。
However, the most important part of the teaching, they threw it away.
这也是神所不喜悦的事情。
And this is something that God is not pleased with.
好，那我们看到说神所吩咐的一句话，它的能力是多大
？So we can see that how much power that one sentence of the word from God
能够让这么多整个尼尼微城的人都悔改。
So the whole city of people of Nineveh they all repented.
所以话不是多就好。
So we can see that it doesn't matter how many words that should be delivered.
而是那一句话有没有能力
？It's a matter of fact rather than how powerful that word is。
啊，所以路加福音第一章里面说，神所说的话没有一句不带有能力的。
So that's why Luke chapter 1 said that everything God has said has power。
啊，那一句话在圣经里面也有很多的出现啊。
So we can see that the words has appeared so many times in the Bible。
啊，这个拿曼元帅所掳的这个以色列的小女子。
So we can see that the little female servant that the Naaman has captured.
啊，他就讲那么一句话。
So she said one thing.
啊，这个一句话讲完之后，就改变了乃曼的一生。
However, when she finished her talking, that has changed the mind of Naaman.
啊，我们看到这个安德烈就是彼得的弟弟。
So we also see that Peter's brother Andrew.
啊、他也是讲一句话说我们找到弥我找到弥赛亚了。
He also just said one sentence, we found Messiah.
就把他哥哥带到耶稣面前。
And that's why he was able to bring his brother in front of God.、
啊、那我们看到这个拿但业、哦、
We also see Nathaniel.
还有那个腓力、哦、
Also Philip.
在这个引导当中也是一句话、嗯、你来看。
So in the guidance and instructions, they only said, "Come and see."
所以神所吩咐的每一句话是不能被改变的。
So every word that God has said should not be altered.
好，那我们看回来这个约拿书第三章第三节。
Let's turn back to Book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 3.
工人必须要付出。
So we can see that the laborer has to do their work.
必须要参与
，so they have to participate。
这个工作的人能够付出跟参与，信仰上才能够成长。
So those laborers they have to work and has to participate, therefore their faith can grow。
如果不参与神的圣工
，so if you have no participation of the word of God，
只是在坐在会堂里面，坐在。或是教室里面聆听学习神的话语是不够的。
So it's not enough just by just sitting there or in the chapel or in the classroom just listening to the sermon. It's not enough.
就像我们的身体一样、哦、
Just like our bodies.
我们吃的多，动的少。
So if we eat more but we exercise less.
当然吃的时候可以让我们的生命维持下去。
Of course, taking the food we can sustain our life.
但他吃的多，动的少。身体会健康吗
？However, would that be healthy and an healthy option if we eat more but exercise less?
所以我们都知道说，诶，我们除了吃以外，还要做一些运动，这样身体才会健康。
We all know that to have a healthy life, we shall eat healthily, and we also need to have regular exercise.
所以灵恩会聚会就像好像我们在领受属灵的粮食。
Just like the evangelical services, when we receive the spiritual food.
那出去传扬福音就像在做运动一样。
So when we go out and preach the gospel, it's like something that we exercise ourselves.
当我们出去做运动，我们才会感觉到饥饿。
So when we exercise, we feel hunger.
当我们出去传扬福音的时候，我们才会看到自己的不足。
So when we preach the gospel, we can see our shortfalls.
所以这个就是神必须要透过他的工人说：“你去传我所吩咐你的话。”
This is why God needs to send someone to deliver the message. Go and do and deliver what I said to you.
因此约拿就照着他在第二章所许的愿，真的到了尼尼微城。去传扬警告。
So that's why Jonah carried on his vows and recorded in chapter 2 and went to Nineveh.
这个就是一个顺服，这就是一个顺服的表现。
This is obedience.
尼尼微城的人在还没有听到这个警告之前，他们一样是邪恶的。
Before people of Nineveh, they heard this message, they are still violent.
人对于这样的恐惧仍然是会多少会存在的。
So people may still have the fear when they heard this message.
但是约拿在这个时段希望放下自己的主见恐惧进到尼尼微城里面。
However, at that time, Jonah was able to relieve his fear and went into the city.
所以苦难才是能够显出人顺服的那一颗心。
So the tribulation is the key to show our obedience.
假设没有苦难。
So if we have no tribulations.
每件事情都是很轻松的。
So everything is easy for us.
那人很自然就想要去做这样的事情。
It is very nature for people to slow down.
但是就是有苦难才能够显出这样子的价值，顺服的价值。
And because of the affliction and the tribulation, we are able to show the value of the obedience.
那我们看到约拿他这一个人哦，虽然他的个性脾气不是说很好了。
So we can also see that the characteristic of Jonah may not be very good.
因为不顺心他就发脾气嘛。
Because he sometimes just gets angry when things don't go his way.
有的时候我们也是这样子啊。
This is likewise to all of us.
但他有一个优点，就是他所说过的话，他一定会做到。
However, there's a one point for him is everything, anything he said, he will deliver.
所以他在许愿之后，他真的照着他所许的愿来还呐。
So when he made a vow, he paid for it.
那很多时候我们在神面前说过的话。我们真的做得到吗？
So just like the words, if we say in front of God, are we able to deliver it?
有的时候我们不一定会像约拿一样。
Sometimes we may not be like Jonah.
我们只是看眼前的困难，被解决了。
So we only see that the troubles or the tribulations have been solved just for a short term.
那么我们曾经在神面前所祷告所讲过的话，我们会不会持守这样子的？所谓的誓言
Those words and the prayers that we previously delivered to God, we may not want to keep it.
传道书里面说，如果我们真的没有办法守住自己在神面前所起的誓
So Bible also says that if we are not to keep our vow and pay for it,
那么宁可都不要许愿
So that we rather not to make the vow.
宁可在神面前选择安静。
So we rather learn to be quiet in front of God.
那么又看到说，这个约拿他在这个过程当中，他必须要面对一些辛苦的过程。
So we also see in the whole journey, Jonah has faced some troubles and issues.
他必须徒步走到那边去。
He has to walk by foot.
他必须要去面对那些残暴的人。
He has to face those people who are violent.
就像保罗在《使徒行传》第十八章里面所讲的。
Just exactly what Paul has said in the Acts chapter 18.
其实他很害怕。
Actually, he was afraid.
主耶稣对他说，你不要害怕。
And Jesus said, do not be frightened.
不要闭口。
So, do not be quiet.
只管讲就好了。
You only need to speak.
因为在这个城里面有我许多的人，这个百姓。
Because in the city, there are so many people that belong to me.
当保罗在写哥林多书的时候，他写说，当我初次到你们那里，真的是很害怕。
So Paul also wrote this in the letters to Corinthian church. He said, when I firstly arrived there, I was frightened.
但没有因为惧怕 就不想要去面对。
But I didn't turn myself back because I was afraid.
因为他知道他的使命是什么。
Because he knew that his destiny.
人在面对苦难的时候，或者是危险的时候，第一个反应就是逃跑。
So when we face the tribulations or the danger, the first response is to escape.
要不然就是把责任推给别人。
Or we just shift the responsibilities to other people.
但耶稣要我们去面对我们所不想要去面对的人，不想要面对的事。
However, Jesus wanted us to face the things with the people that we may not be wanting to face.
好，那我们看第十节，我们看回来约拿书三章第四节哈。
Let's turn back to Jonah chapter 3 verse 4.
好，说他就真的进到城里面走了一天，宣告说再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
So verse 4 said, Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
其实神的这个仆人都像是守望者一样。
So we can see that the servants of God, just like the watchers.
在古代的征战当中，都会有这个守望台。
So in the battles of the ancient days, we also have the tower of watchers.
那这个守望者就必须要有一个警告的警告城内的人。
So the watchers will have to deliver the warning message to the city, to the people in the city.
当这个灾难要来临的时候，他必须要去宣告。
For example, the trouble comes. When the trouble comes, he has to deliver the warning message.
当敌人来的时候，他必须要去警告城内的人。
So when the enemy comes closer, he has to warn the people in the city.
如果他选择不讲
，If he chose not to.
那么就是他失职啊。
And this is, that means that he will need to carry the liability.
还记得这个2011年左右3月11号日本的大海啸。
So we, do we remember that the on the 11th of March 2011 there was a tsunami in Japan.
那个在那个海上面就有人宣告就。就用广播说大家赶快逃走，因为有这个这个大海啸来了。
So there was a siren and a warning before the tsunami came.
他已经看到了危险。
So they already saw the danger.
他必须要发出警告。
They must deliver the warning message.
甚至有的时候他也必须要牺牲自己的生命。
Even furthermore, sometimes they have to sacrifice their own lives.
因为他的警告，他的牺牲可以拯救更多的人。
Because his sacrifice or his warning may be able to save more people.
那我们今天每一个人都是守望者。
So every one of us tonight is also a watcher.
所以保罗才会讲。
That's what Paul said.
我若不传福音，我便有祸了。
So if I don't deliver the message or the preach the gospel, I'll be in trouble.
福音对相信的人而言是福音啊。
So the gospel to those people who believe is a true gospel.
但对于那些不信的人是将来审判的依据。
However, the gospel that to those people who don't believe is the judgment for the later day.
所以我们看到说，为什么约拿在后面他愿意顺服？
So we can see that why would Jonah choose to be obedient?
因为他已经尝过了那样子的痛苦。
Because he tasted the sufferings.
那当然，在保罗那个时代当中啊。
So at the time of Paul's.
或是上古时代啊，就是洪水之前。
Or even the ancient time before the water, the flood.
神有差遣他的仆人去传讲许多的警告。
So God has sent his servants to deliver the message.
那我们看到说，这个挪亚造方舟，但他又一方面去传警告。
We can see that while Noah was building the ark, he was also delivering the warning message to the people.
挪亚是500岁的时候开始造方舟。
So Noah started building the ark when he was about 500 years old.
在600岁的时候，他进入到方舟里面。
So when he was 600 years old, he entered the ark.
也就是说，至少有100年的时间传讲同样一个警告。
So if we do the calculation, there's 100 years in between for him to deliver the message.
除了他一家八口之外，有谁相信呢
？Except the eight souls from his household, no one else's no one believed.
但不会因此说，因为没有人相信，所以我就不去传。
However, this has not happened just because no one would listen and I should not go to preach.
我们今天在传扬福音的时候很容易会做一些计算、啊、
So sometimes when we preach the gospel, we may do some little calculation in our hearts.
以前我在注目教会
Before that, when I was ministering a church,
信徒就会问我
So the believers asked me,
传道
Preacher,
这次联合国大会有多少人要受洗啊
？So how many people would receive the baptism in this evangelical convocation？
这个代表说这位同龄他真的很关心这一方面的圣工。
So that shows that this believer actually cares about this divine work。
这是一件好事。
So this is good。
但是我就反问他。
However, I asked him，
请问你在这一段联合会布道会当中？你有去传福音吗？你有带领慕道朋友来教会吗
？I asked them in return, have you brought anyone who preached any gospel or any messages to the people or the friends that you know?
如果没有撒种，哪来收割
？If you don't sow, how would you harvest?
当你只有问收割的时候，却忘记说我并没有在这个半年当中努力的撒种、啊、
So when you ask the result of the harvest, but you didn't ask that how many effort that you have planted before.、
啊、所以神借着他的灵、啊、透过了他的仆人、啊、挪亚去传警告。
So through the Spirit of God, he sent his message through the servant Noah.
但是没有人相信。
No one believed.
保罗的时代他也传扬福音但也没有人相信也没有太多人相信
At the time of Paul's and he also preached the gospels but not many believed
但是保罗不会因为没人相信他就不传
However, Paul kept doing this not because of no one, not many people believed
因为他知道神差遣他是为了传福音、啊、
Because he knew that when God appointed him to do this job is to preach the gospel.
他知道他的工作是做这样的事情。
He knew that this is the task that he shall deliver.
所以他就做好他该做的事情。
That's why he did his job.
那至于有没有人相信，那倒不是他能够去掌控的。
But when we come to how many people believe that this is not a factor that he would be able to control.
所以他希望把这个福音传遍到当时候的地级。
So he hoped that the gospel can preached to the old nations.
那我们再来讲有关于宣告禁食。
So let's have another talk about the evangelism and the fasting.
那这个禁食的部分它有几种我们必须有几件事情是我们需要注意的
So when we talk about fasting there are some few points that we shall focus
在诗篇的35篇第5节说33节说是要刻苦己心
So in the Psalms chapter 35 verse 13 it talks about that you shall control yourself and to be weeping
这个刻苦己心的意思就是说反了原本人自然吃喝的这个本能
That means that when you're weeping and you fast that basically that violates that the nature of human
不在于时间的长短而在于它那个动机
So doesn't matter how long that you fast but however the matters is the ambition and the purpose that you have in your mind
所以不是外表的一个禁食
It's not something that you showed others
那再进一步去思考
So if we think further
神告诉以色列百姓
God told people of Israel
过去你们都是把那个衣服撕掉代表说非常的痛苦
So before you torn your clothes and that shows that you are suffering
但神说不要再撕了
However God said that stop tearing your clothes
你们不是要撕衣服你们是要把心肠给撕裂
So however you shall not torn your clothes instead you shall torn your hearts
撕再多衣服但没有愿意改变的心有用吗
So no matter how many clothing that you tear apart if you don't have the heart of repentance it's no use at all
就像说对不起一直讲但是不想要去改变行为有用吗
Just exactly when you say I'm sorry excuse me but no matter how many times you said but if you don't repent if you you don't change it doesn't work
所以我们可以看到说神为什么会免去尼尼微城的这个灾难
So we can see that God relented and removed the punishment towards the city of Nineveh.
因为他们的这个真实的悔改绝对不是只有 穿着麻衣，披着麻布，然后不吃不喝。
Because the true repentance are not only they put on the sackcloth and they fast.
而是他们真的丢掉手中的强暴。
So rather they threw away the actual violence from their hands.
好，那我们来看到说神所厌恶的禁食是什么。
So we also have a look at the fast that God hates.
好，神在看的是内心。
So God looks into our hearts.
不是我们的外表。
Not the appearances that we present.
但是以色列百姓在他们以赛亚先知的时代里面啊。
However, those people in Israel in the time of the prophet Isaiah,
他们只是注重外表的形式。
They only are focused on the formality outwardly.
但他们并没有真正改变他们的行为。
They didn't change their behaviors outwardly.
我们来看一下以赛亚书五十八章的三到六节。
Let's turn to a book of Isaiah chapter 58.
我们来看一下这神所厌恶的。禁食是指的什么
？Let's have a look at the fast that God hates.
所以不要说，因为我有禁食，神就会听我的祷告。
Don't just say that because I fast, God will listen to my prayers.
第三节哈，以赛亚书五十八章的第三节到第六节。
Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 3 to 6.
他们就指着以色列百姓说：“我们禁食，你为何不看见呢？”我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？那神是这样讲的哈。
So they said that we have fasted, they said, and you have not seen, and we said we have afflicted our souls, but you take no choice.
好，以下说神是这样讲的。
So God says.
好，看啊，你们禁食的时候，人求利益，勒逼人为你们做苦工。你们禁食却互相增进，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音听闻于上。这样禁食，岂是我所拣选使人刻苦己心的日子吗？岂是叫人垂头向尾子，用麻布和炉灰铺在他以下吗？你们这可称为禁食，为耶和华所悦纳的日子吗？好，第六节说，我所拣选的日子，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解开恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？好，不是要把你们的饼分给饥饿的人吗？将漂流的穷人寄到你家里，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉，而不这个隐藏哈。所以我们可以看到说，这后面才是神所要的。
So we can see that the later section is actually God wanted.
表面上的禁止是虚有其表。
So if we just show the fasting outwardly, it's nothing.
一方面禁食，一方面又强逼人做苦工。
So if we fast, but however, if we also force other people to do the labor.
一方面禁食，然后又用凶恶的拳头打人。
So if we fast, however, we also use our fists to treat other people unfairly.
表面上垂头向这个尾子，然后把那个炉灰铺在底下。
So if we just put on our sackcloth and ashes, however, we didn't do what we're supposed to do.
但却违背了敬虔的使意。
This also violates the original meaning of fasting.
所以这个是一种虚假的禁食。
This is the fake fasting.
神说他宁可不要这样的禁食。
God said, "This is not acceptable. I'd rather not to take it."
从你们的生活改变。
So you shall change from your own lives.
真正的禁食之才能够得到神的垂听。
The true fasting is able to God will also listen.
不要把信仰跟生活整个切割出来。
Do not just divide our religion and our lives.
所以第十约拿书三章第十节说，神真的看了他们这些人真心实意的悔改。
That's why Jonah chapter 3 verse 10 say God said, "I really see their repentance."
神就后悔不降所述的灾。
God relented and removed the punishment.
所以我们看到说，神希望人人都悔改。
So God hopes everyone.To repent.
但是这个道理必须要借由人去传扬。
However, this teaching has to preached by by men.
那我们今天在座的每一位都有传扬神话语的责任。
So every one of us here has the responsibility to preach the word.
我们只要原原本本的照着神的话去传就可以了。
So it's not that simple if we just deliver the words from the Bible word by word.
不需要增加，不需要减少。
We shall not add or remove anything.
如果增加跟减少，那只是本末倒置而已。
So if we add or remove anything from the Bible, we just put the branch instead of the root.
好，只是想要满足自己。
So if we only think to satisfy ourselves,
但却忘了我们的本分。
Rather forget our own true responsibilities.
我们的本分是什么
？So what is our true responsibility?
不是靠。势力不是靠口才、哦、
So it's not regarding the power or how fluent that you can speak.
而是靠神的灵。
It's through the power of God.
以及我们愿意传扬的那种责任感。
Also the responsibility or the willingness to preach.
就算是我们没有口才。
So if we are not eloquent,
一样可以引人来信耶稣。
We also are able to lead people to Jesus.
以前有一个执事这样分享他的见证。
So there was a deacon shared his testimony.
他们去菲律宾，那菲律宾是讲英文的国家。
So they went to Philippines, and the Philippines is an English country.
那有一个弟兄，他英文不是很好。
So there was a brother who is not fluent in English.
但他很喜欢，他有这种传福音的动力。
However, he was motivated to preach the gospel.
他就用很烂的英文这样讲啊。
So he used a not so fluent English and said,
他说 "Believe in Jesus, good, good." 就这样子。
He said, "Believe in Jesus is good, is good."
Come, come, 就没了。
So come and come. That's the whole thing that he said.
就当一整个月就讲那么一句，就这样子讲。Believe in Jesus, good, good, come, come, 没了，就讲一个月。
So he kept saying that sentence for a month.
但是有很多人就因为这一句话来到教会里面。
However, many people came to church because of this.
那个是我在神学院第三年的时候，那个执事跟我分享的。
This is the third year when I was at the theological college, and the deacon shared with me.
所以传福音难吗？
So is it difficult to preach?
一句话两句话就可以带很多人来了。
So maybe just one or two sentences, we are able to bring people here.
但很多时候是我们不愿意。
However, many of the times we are not willing to.
好，那我们下一次一起来分享的就是真正的悔改是虚心还有真实的改变。
The next section that we shall talk about the humility and to repent with true hearts.
好，我们来唱赞美诗哈。
Let's all sing hymn 281
首
281